Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Benson, and today is Wednesday. It is Winning Wednesday, horny. We winning all the time around here. It is May the 25th, 2022, 3:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, Kenya. Do have members in East and West Africa, UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's GUBBARUM.com. We do have two different rum flavors. One is infused with vanilla and one infused with coconut. We have the silver and the gold. And Steve Gum, the CEO of Gumba Rum, will be in New Orleans June 7th through June 12th at the New Orleans Wine and Food Expo. And no, my kissing booth ain't going to be up. No, I ain't giving out no kisses. So listen, y'all, just wait till next year. Wait till next year, okay? Not this year. I ain't going to be down there giving out no kisses. But listen, I have a special show that's on today, a special musical salute and showcase for Hollis Morrison and the Blues Band Stewart. Yes, baby. Let's just go ahead and dig on into it. But before I play the music, I Can't Hate You. The name of the song is I Can't Hate You. Listen. I want y'all to visit his website. It is The Bomb. Earlier, they had a show earlier on today, and I was talking about what it takes to have to become a high-profile artist or a smash hit, a one-hit smash. Not one hit smash one. Some people do have one hit wonders, but we ain't trying to do that. We're trying to go for the long haul. But listen, now listen, Hollis Morissette is the prime example of an individual that knows how to understand that music and entertainment is business. That's what I was talking about earlier, that music is a business, entertainment is a business, and he understands that music is a business. His music has opened doors for him as far as different multiple streams of income. Y'all know me. Y'all know I believe in multiple streams of income. And a lot of times, of course, your music can kick open doors for different avenues for multiple streams of income. I just believe that because if your music is attached to a music, is attached to a movie or a film or a commercial, well, that, you know what? That's another stream of income. So listen, y'all, check out his website. It is Hollis. Last name is Morissette.com. Check out the website. Now, someone told me we don't need website these days. They told me that just get on social media. You don't need no website. I said, what? Nobody gave me the memo that we don't need a website no more. Is that true, y'all? So listen. I don't know if that's true or not, but I still believe in having a website, okay? Because the first thing people ask, what's your website? What's the website? You know? So anyway, now listen, this song is I Can't Hate You. Y'all check it out. Check it out. Let's dig into it.
I can't hate you.
Did y'all hear that? I can't hate you. Listen. In the intro, did y'all hear that note? Listen, did y'all hear it? Just in case you missed it. I don't know how you could miss it, but check it out again. Oh, baby, bye. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. People ask me a lot of different questions all the time, every day. Now, you hear that? That was the hook. I keep telling different artists, you know, when they present something and they have the hook at the 35 and the 40-second mark, that's too long. He comes in right away and hook. It's like, whoa! He gets your attention in the beginning of the song. And that's what you want to go for, y'all. That's what you want to go for. And he's talking about, I can't hate you. Now, listen, I'm going to tell this right quick. You know, I love music that reminds me of a different place in the past. Now, I dated this one gentleman. And we only had one magnificent, marvelous date. You know, my mom said I was too much for him. But, you know, it was a marvelous date. Now, let me tell you, I don't want to get to the end too fast. We had a marvelous date, wonderful time. He picked me up in this really nice Lamborghini. I said, oh, Lord. And I said, oh, you got to be kidding. It was candy apple red. And we went on to town. We went out to eat. I mean, we went to the, and then later on after we had dinner there. No, wait a minute. Let me back it up. It's been a long time ago. We went on a picnic first. We went on a picnic in the park. And then later on, hours later, we went to dinner. We went to dinner. And then after that, we went to the beach farm. We went to Native Pier. It was wonderful. Then went back to his place. He had a beach house on, like, But anyway, it was really, 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 really nice. It was wonderful. And let me tell you something. The date lasted till about 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, it was really wonderful. It was magnificent. First date, y'all. First date. Back then, you know, it was a blind date. I met him through an ad. You know, we used to write ads. Y'all know how long ago this was. We used to write letters to one another. That's how we met. It was an ad in the newspaper. Now, y'all know this was a long time ago. So, anyway, we changed letters a long time ago. He worked for Commonwealth Edison. He was a supervisor at Commonwealth Edison, and we could never get together because of his job. Spent the night there. He had his little room, and he spent the night there all the time. I'm like, Lord Jesus. So, when we finally got together, it was electric. It was just like, you know, clashing and boom, boom. When I first opened the door, he had on the same outfit I had on. I had on all white from head to toe. Now, we ain't playing this. From head to toe, I had on all white. He had on the same thing, all white from head to toe. Now, we ain't playing this. And so, anyway, that night, you know, well, he's laid in the bed. He slept in the bed. I slept on the couch. He said, go on, sleep on the couch. It's okay. I said, no, I'm fine right here. He didn't touch me, none of that, you know, eight hands with the octopus. Wasn't none of that. Complete gentleman. It was so magical. I'm telling you, it was like something out of a storybook, but it was real. And so he dropped me off. He called me the next day. And he says, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I really enjoyed it, and I want you to really move on. And I was like, what just happened? I never seen him again. I never saw him again. It was magical. It was so magical. We both felt the electricity. And my mom, I said, Mom, what happened? And she said, you know what? You scared him. She said, you really scared him. She said, you scared him. I was like, wow. So anyway, I can't hate that man. So the point is this. He's singing about, I can't hate you. I can't hate him. First of all, it was just one day. It was magical. It was a moment I'll never forget in my life. You know, and so anyway, I can't hate him. He gave me something to treasure. I can take with me for a lifetime. You know what I mean? That's what people need to understand. You know, you got to treasure the moments. Don't look at, you know, you'll never see them again or whatever happened that you went different ways. For whatever reason, it just wasn't time for him. He wasn't possibly ready to commit in something long term. You know what I mean? But I got something I treasure for forever. I love magical moments. But anyway, let me move on. I got some more music for you. I'm going to give you some feedback on this particular artist, Hollis. He's ready. Now, this, I want to make this point as well before I play the next song. Listen, he is ready. He's at the level he's ready. Some artists is not ready. Still got to work on themselves. Still need to work on their craft. Still need to work on their social media presence or their website presence. He's ready. He is so ready. He has the website. He has the presence. And so he's ready to crash right on into it and go right on up to the top in whatever direction that he wants to go in. And so that's wonderful. And that's fabulous. I love to come across artists that's ready at the top of their game and ready for all the success that they can handle. So listen. It is so phenomenal and so fantastic. Listen, I got some more great music for you from Hollis. Listen, this one is, now listen. I got another one here. He got some good stuff here, and I want y'all to take a listen. I know y'all listening because it is phenomenal. I see y'all checking it out. So listen, this is Be My Boo. I like this one, too. This is a fantastic song. You're going to love it. It is Be My Boo. Be My Boo. Be My Boo. Be My Boo.
Apologize.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Up next is Your Love Is. Your Love Is. Your Love Is. He can really hit them notes. I am telling you, I am telling you. Wow. You know, I can only pray to hit a note like that. I am telling you, awesome, awesome, awesome. Up next is Blues Man Stewart. Blues Man Stewart. Now, listen, he's dedicating this song to Chicago because of all of the violence, and it's all about stopping the violence. That's what this song and the message is all about, stopping the violence. Well, you guys know what happened in Texas. All of our prayers go out to Texas and all the parents that lost, you know, a loved one that during that time. And I tell you, it's just heartbreaking. So, we got to move on. We got to move on. Lord, help today. Help those parents, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, help us, help us, help us. So this particular song is Better a Guitar Than a Gun. Better a Guitar Than a Gun. And this is by Blues Man Stewart. Blues Man Stewart. Y'all check this out.
You know, back in my day, they called it Shattown, the Windy City, baby. Now they grew up in Chevron, like those who did. But I had some friends who were shot down. Even worse, their kids, drugs, guns, and money, always rule the streets. Got to be so careful of the people that you meet. Got to do something to save our sons. Better good time, ooh yeah. dropped right out of school. Lived in poverty. Learned the streets are cruel. Talk to that young man. Take that gun out of his hand. Give him a good job. And teach him what you can.
Yeah. Better a guitar than a gun. Better a guitar than a gun. And that is the truth. Better a guitar than a gun. Y'all know something. You know, now this particular artist, now this is what I got to say. I really love that song. It's really powerful. And we need it. We need that song for today because there's so much that's going on. You know, and I always give a lot of feedback on different artists' music. And I'm telling you, there was one young lady. Her name was Live. I haven't seen her lately, but she used her music for after-school programs to help children. And so the reason why I'm bringing her up is because she's very successful in what she's done with their program after school. I haven't seen her in a while. I wonder what's going on with that. Check out. But anyway, this particular artist, well, that would be a great thing. I'm thinking of this song, Better a Guitar Than a Gun, to do programs with children. You know, we got to get our children, y'all. We got to get our children. We really do. You know, it takes a village. Y'all know what? It takes more than a village these days. It takes a village. You know, it takes your neighbors. It take your cousins, your nieces, your nephews. It take the folks from other places. You know, it take folks from Venus and Mars and the moon and Jupiter. We got to get all of them involved. What I'm saying is this, y'all know I like to entertain. It takes science. Get children involved in science. See, children, let me tell y'all something. I'm pretty much out of time. Let me make this point about better guitar than a gun. Children, y'all know this. I ain't even got to tell you this. Children have very active minds. If you don't keep active minds engaged with something positive, they will find something other things to keep their minds engaged. And that's when we get into trouble, you know, with children. So children have to keep their minds engaged. They are active. They are curious. They want to know about the what ifs. Even if it's something that they're not supposed to do, they will try it to see what will happen. So listen, if we don't keep their minds engaged with things that's positive, like science. See, science is a great thing. Science is a great thing to have children engaged in music, because they're learning something. They're learning about the arts. It keeps their mind entertained. It's something they will carry with them even after it's over with for the day. They'll think about it later on in the evening, and they'll take it home with them. They'll think about it. They'll talk about it with their brothers and their sisters and their parents, you know. And so if we don't do that, other things will entertain them. And we don't want that. We don't want other things entertaining our children. And so, listen, the artist Blues Band Stewart, that's a great thing that you could tap into. It's a great non-for-profit organization. Or you can always attach a small fee if you. Now, that's just something, that's just my feedback on better a guitar than a gun. You don't need a better a guitar than a gun. And also, that's a very good song to teach children what happens when violence is brought into your life, and that's not a good thing. So sometimes we got to have hard discussions with our children about violence and things, because if we don't teach them, the streets and somebody else out there is going to teach them. And I'm telling you, mom is telling you and telling you and telling you. You know, sometimes it's easy for children to get snatched up by things that they should not be snatched up in. I could tell you a million stories about things that happened because people had curious minds and got into the wrong thing. So listen, I am up out of time. I'm out of time, y'all. It's been a stone cold blast, as always. But guess what, y'all get to do it all over again a little bit later this evening. Now listen. This has been a special musical salute and a musical showcase for all the artists, Hollis Morissette and the Blues Man Stewart. And I'm telling you, I got to get
all you motivated. You motivated, you winning. You know they hate it.
She's
hold up.
Fierce, she's fierce.
She's woo. That girl from fierce. A west side girl to a